Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The LA-based pop group Foster the People is having a moment. In just the past few months, they've scored a spot at the Coachella Festival, a major label record deal, an album that has sold more than 500,000 copies, and a massive hit single that is still at number 3 on the Billboard charts. But like most so-called overnight success stories, the reality here is a bit more complicated. We'll get the story from the band in a moment, but first, let's hear a song. This is Foster the People with their hit Pumped Up Kicks in an unplugged version live on Soundcheck.
Robert's got a quick hand. He'll look around the room. He won't tell you his plan. He's got a old cigarette hanging out his mouth. He's a cowboy kid. Yeah, found a six-shooter gun in his dad's closet with a box of fun things. I don't even know what, but it's coming for you. Yeah, it's coming for you. Saying all the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, loud run my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, faster than my bullet, yeah. Daddy works a long day. He'd be coming home late, and he's coming home late, and he's bringing me a surprise. His dinner's in the kitchen, and it's packed in ice. I've waited for a long time. Yeah, the slide of my hand is now a quick pull trigger. Reason with my cigarette. Then say, oh, hair's on fire, must have lost your wits, yeah. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, loud run my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, faster than my bullet. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, loud run my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, faster than my bullet. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, loud run my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, faster than my bullet.
Foster the People, live on Soundcheck with an unplugged version of their phenomenal song of the summer, Pumped Up Kicks. Mark Foster singing and playing the guitar, Cubby Fink playing the bass, and Mark Puntius playing the drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. Mark, to you and the rest of the band, welcome to Soundcheck.
Yeah, thanks.
So, Pumped Up Kicks, I mean, this really was very much in the running for the unofficial title of Song of the Summer. You've written a tune that has this irresistible sing-along chorus, and in fact, last night at Terminal 5, you had like over 2,000 people singing along with you on it, and they're singing about a kid with a gun. That's not very fostering of the people, is it? Where did you have any kind of hesitation about putting such dark lyrics into such an easy-to-sing-along form?
No, not really, you know. I mean, you know, to me, it's just another song. I've written hundreds of songs. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have predicted that this song would be, you know, become as popular as it's become. So, you know, I love to write in character, and this song's written in character through the eyes of a teenage kid that is just having some problems in his life. You know, and to me, that's an interesting story.
It's a story that, you know, has similar stories have been told. Jeremy by Pearl Jam, the Boomtown Rats hit, I Don't Like Mondays, you know, both of those about kids who get hold of a gun and wreak havoc. Any hesitation in making this the single from the album?
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, like, that it kind of became a single on its own. It was a very organic process. When we finished the song, we put it on our website for a free download early 2010, and that's kind of where you know, it started to take off on its own. Just went online and just started to get spread around and whatever. So I mean, it was just a very natural single. Radio started to pick it up before we, you know, even, you know, signed a record deal or anything. So it was kind of, it just became that way. But you know, I can tell you that when the song started to get blogged about and started to get noticed, and we were watching this all happen, you know, I was terrified. You know, for the first couple of weeks, I was just like, "You're kidding me." You know, I've written so many hopeful songs, you know, about loving people and, you know, compassionate songs. And this is the song that's going to put us on the map. But, you know, at the same time, I feel like, you know, a lot of important art in history has been subversive. And, mm-hmm. you know, for this, you know, it's a platform to be able to talk about these things, which I think is a healthy thing. So it's not condoning gun violence or anything. It's just an objective story. I tried to get inside, you know, the head of a kid who is going through some sort of a psychological breakdown, and really just tried to articulate his internal dialogue while he's going through this time of his life.
Now, the version that's on the record, that's actually your demo, isn't it? Just you doing all the parts.
Yeah.
Is that what we just heard here, you, the acoustic guitar, and Mark and Cubby, is that pretty close to the way it sounded when you first wrote it?
No, I mean, I kind of produce as I go. So I was building the track up and making the demo as I was writing the song, basically. It's just one of those weird things. It's a demo.
It's a demo that is still at number 3 on the Billboard charts. It has been a massive hit for the band Foster the People. And now you mentioned it was February 2010 that you put this on your website. So this thing has been a bit of a slow burn, like most so-called overnight successes.
Yeah, right.
You guys have been working at this for a while. But even so, I mean, last night on stage at Terminal 5, you said at one point, you know, we were here a few months ago and we were playing the Mercury Lounge, which is a lovely place, but it's a little club. And now here you are in front of thousands of people.
Yeah.
It happened really fast.
Yeah.
Did it take you by surprise? Do you get a sense maybe it was a little too fast?
I don't know. I mean, it's so hard to, like, try to control those things. You know, we've been at it a long time. In other bands individually and Foster, and you know, and we started this band, and this band, something just, you know, something clicked pretty quickly. So but you know, we've paid our dues, I think, as musicians, and I think because of that, that's helped us to set up a good foundation for this band, and I think that has something to do with, you know, what's happening now. But yeah, it's been, you know, a steep learning curve. I mean, the beginning of the year we were playing in, you know, rooms that could hold 200 or 300 people, and you know, now we're playing two nights at Terminal 5, you know. So, but I think that's just, we've been on the road for like 9 months now, and when you play every night, when you play music every night, you're bound to just get better at it. And I think we've taken a lot of time to really dive into the live show and deconstruct the songs from the record and then, you know, build them up in a different way and let the songs evolve and grow and become living things, because songs are living things unless you don't let them live, you know. And in a live setting, that's been, you know, it's been really just rewarding for us to breathe new life into these songs and play them a different way every night.
We're speaking with Mark Foster and hearing the band Foster the People live on Soundcheck. They are performing again tonight at Terminal 5 here in New York, and that concert as well is sold out. But they'll be appearing on Saturday Night Live on October 8th. The album Torches is out now and has sold, as I mentioned at the top of the segment, over 500,000 copies. You're starting the shows these days with the song Houdini, which is one of the deeper tracks on the record, but which I thought was a pretty good opener last night.
Mm.
Is that new? In that role for you guys?
Yeah, most of the year we've been opening with a song called Warrant, which is actually the last song on the record, because it's got a minute and a half choral intro to the song. And it's like, well, where else can you put it in the set? It has to be the opener. But this is our last U.S. tour. We wanted to shake things up, and so now, yeah, Houdini is the lead off.
A little bit of the song Houdini from Foster the People, from their record Torches. Once again, Mark Foster singing, playing guitar. Cubby Fink is here playing bass. Mark Pontius playing the drums. Mark, the name of the band, Foster the People, it was originally something close to that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Foster and the People.
That's a big difference, that little change.
That little change, yeah. It really is, isn't it? Yeah, that's a lot of our friends kept mishearing the name, and I remember being like, "Yeah, I started this new band. It's Foster and the People," and they're like, "Oh, Foster the People. It's awesome. I get it." You know, and they're like, "No, it's about Foster and the People," and they're just like, "Well, oh, cool, man. All right," and then I think it just kind of caused us to think like, "Oh, wow." You know, Foster the People actually changes the whole dynamic, and it's kind of in tune with everything that we'd been talking about in the beginning, which was just being involved with charities and just doing things in that regard as well. So
now, last night on stage, you announced that you had raised $150,000. And is it a different charity every night that you announce? This was a charity that deals with homeless kids in New York.
Yeah, so, I mean, we raised money through our fans, just through donations, to put a bus on the road called the Do Good Bus that follows us around on tour. And so every city that we're in, it partners up with a local charity and does something different for that community.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday was for homeless youth in New York. It's been great, just being a part of that. This is like the first, we'd been kind of like just bouncing around ideas, this last year, like how can we, like what do we want to do? Like, do we start a foundation? Do we start our own thing? Like, what can we do? And Mark Pontius, our drummer, his sister, had done the Do Good Bus in LA. She's one of the co-founders. And so she approached us, was like, hey, well, like, what if we raise money? Like, we could actually follow you around and make this a national thing. And so it's cool. It's in the family. His sister and a handful of volunteers are on the bus 24 hours a day, and they roll into a city and pick up 30 volunteers and go do something different every day.
So the bus is here in New York right now?
Bus is here right now, yeah.
Okay. Will it be outside the venue tonight, or how does that happen?
I don't know, actually. It might be. I think it was yesterday.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
The venue is Terminal 5. The concert tonight is sold out. It's Foster the People. Let's hear another song. And again, this is an unplugged version of a tune that people might be familiar with. It's called Don't Stop, Foster the People, live on Soundcheck.
Do do do. my show. One shoe, two, gonna kick with my new shoes. I'm gonna kick until I need new shoes. Yeah, yeah, I said it, don't stop.
Foster the People and Don't Stop, Color on the Walls. It's on their hit record Torches, but that's a live unplugged version here in the Soundcheck studio. Mark Foster, Cubby Fink, and Mark Pontius are Foster the People. And is it a car commercial that's using the CD version, the album version of that song?
Oh, yeah, yeah. A Nissan commercial.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, people have used the word indie or indie pop to kind of describe what you guys do, and that, of course, has become a big way that indie bands are broken these days, is through TV shows, commercials, and stuff like that. But that aside, you haven't really gone the indie route. It seems like you kind of... Maybe that's where the whole overnight success thing came from.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Indie is such a... loosely used word these days.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Is it more an attitude than a genre at this point?
Indie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. You know, yeah, I think an attitude and, you know, I don't know. We've never tried to be, you know, a niche band. You know, we've always wanted to make music for everyone, you know, so that's never been a problem for us, mm-hmm. you know. If there's a 4-year-old sitting on the shoulders of a 90-year-old woman in the audience and they're both singing along, we've done our job that day. So,
Tonight, sold out performance at Terminal 5. Saturday Night Live appearance on October 8th for the band Foster the People. The album's called Torches. And Mark, to you and the rest of the band, thanks for coming in and playing for us today.
Thanks a lot. It was a pleasure.
This is Soundcheck. And don't forget to check out the Soundcheck page for the latest batch of online goodies. We've posted videos of recent performances by rapper Akua Naru, singer-songwriter Steve Earle, and the Seattle band Motopony. And here in the background, a bonus track from a session by Annie Clark, the singer-songwriter and guitarist who performs under the name St. Vincent, a performance of her song Strange Mercy. Check out the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Little one. That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Again, check out our webpage for more of these online goodies, including later some video of Foster the People. That's WNYC.org/soundcheck. On our next program, the so-called Quiet Beatle is the subject of recent tribute albums, a new Martin Scorsese documentary on HBO, and more. We continue our Beatles 2K11 series with a look at new appreciation of the late George Harrison. Plus, music from a modern indie band that sounds more like a traditional village troupe. A Hawk and a Hacksaw joins us to play live. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was George Wellington. The program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Rachel Smith and Margaret Bresnahan. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.